We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, and now we're going to take a little look here, our first look, if you will, an extended look at the Green Bay Packers, and where else to start but the quarterback position. Mark Sanchez and Aaron Rodgers. The numbers for both quarterbacks, Bo, are impressive. Rodgers just blowing away the competition in the NFL.
Yeah, of course, you've got Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, some of the best quarterbacks in the league. But for my money, Aaron Rodgers is number one. The Eagles defense will certainly have their hands full with Aaron Rodgers. We'll learn a lot about this Eagles defense. Can they continue getting consistent pass rush on what is a not great Packers offensive line? Obviously, the 9 sacks last week. Can they keep that up getting after Aaron Rodgers? That's going to be the key, because if you give Rodgers time, he's going to find an open receiver. They don't even have to be open, really, for him to be able to find them. And then if you blitz him, too, maybe he gets the ball quick. I'm interested to see how this game works out. Aaron Rodgers is just so big.
Bill Davis saying earlier today the Eagles excited at the challenge of playing a balanced, versatile offense that is not just about the passing game. Green Bay can run it a little bit with Eddie Lacy in the backfield. We take a look at the comparison with LeSean McCoy coming off a tough night Monday night against the Carolina Panthers. But still, the numbers are good. Eddie Lacy coming off last year's rookie season, outstanding. Not as much success this year, Bo.
No, that's true, but he's still a guy who can carry the load. And obviously last year, most of his success came when Aaron Rodgers was injured. So it's going to be interesting to see if they use Eddie Lacy a lot. But for my money, the interesting matchup here is what Dom Capers and the Packers defense decides to do. Do they follow suit with what Sean McDermott and the Panthers did last week and selling out to stop LeSean McCoy in the running game, make Mark Sanchez beat you? Or do they respect the pass a little bit more and allow a little bit more running room for LeSean McCoy?
It'll be a big challenge for Emmanuel Acho and Casey Matthews in the middle of that Eagles defense.
Yes, the Matthews matchup.
The Matthews matchup. Both of them will see a lot of playing time and are key figures in this game. As far as wide receivers go, the Eagles, well, Jeremy Maclin having a Pro Bowl season. So is Jordy Nelson. He is the go-to receiver for Aaron Rodgers, and we've seen Jordy Nelson. He gets down the field, a complete pair of wide receivers here. There's a whole lot more to the receiving core, of course, for both teams. The Eagles torching teams with their tight ends, their wide receivers. At times, Darren Sproles has been devastating in the passing game as well. And Green Bay has a lot of depth there. Randall Cobb, an explosive player.
Yeah, probably a little bit reductive to say that it's all about Jordy Nelson. Obviously, Randall Cobb is a big factor as well. And for the Eagles, their own slot receiver, Jordan Matthews, emerging perhaps as Mark Sanchez's number one go-to guy. Those two worked together, of course, so much in the summer. The big 7 catches for 138 yards, career highs for Jordan Matthews last week on Monday night. Will Jeremy Maclin be the guy once again, I guess? We find out on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll find out how these defenses match up against the powerful offenses. How about the season Connor Barwin is having? He has been really remarkable. 10.5 sacks. How in the world was he not named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for that performance against Carolina? Oh, well, another week comes, another challenge. On the other side of the football, Clay Matthews leads the way for Green Bay. Moved inside to inside linebacker on Sunday night. Really wreaked havoc against the Bears running game. The number's not overly impressive, certainly, for the Packers, particularly, Bo, against the run. Maybe there'll be some running lanes for LeSean McCoy and company.
That's exactly right. And for the Eagles, the numbers there are very misleading because of the pace that the Eagles play at, because of the points that they've scored on offense. If you look at the Eagles sort of per play, per drive stats, they're one of the best defenses in the league right now, and it's going to be interesting to see what they can do.
And that's your first extended look at the Eagles and the Packers Sunday afternoon, a delectable matchup at Lambeau Field. We do expect cold temperatures, maybe not snow, but
early forecast under 20 degrees,
yeah,
I don't think
that's going to be much of a factor, as long as there's not a lot of wind.
That's right. Mark Sanchez used to playing and throwing in cold temperature late in the season in the Northeast, so he should be all right.
And the Eagles winning at Lambeau Field last November with some very favorable conditions.